right, let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon. It's a massive weekend for South African cricket. Now, Proteas women's coach Mandla Mashimbi says his side must embrace the pressure ahead of Sunday's ICC Women's Cricket World Cup final against India. Now, South Africa booked their first ever 50-over final berth with a dominant 125-run win over England in their semi-final. Now, they'll face two-time runners-up India, who defeated defending champions Australia by 5 wickets in the other semi-final.
I think what we need to do is understanding that nerves are our ally, not our enemy. It's important that you actually do get the nerves because it shows that you care, but it's also embracing them and actually use that energy for good. Use that energy to elevate you. Use that energy to get you to perform at your best rather than to cut your legs off.
Yeah, it's going to be a blockbuster on Sunday that will definitely keep us on the edge of our seats. India against South Africa at 11:30 in that Cricket World Cup final on Sunday. And then there is some cricket action currently underway. Quick look at the T20 between South Africa and Pakistan. Now, it doesn't look too good for South Africa, having lost 4 wickets already in the power play. Reeza Hendricks fell for a duck thanks to Salman Mirza. Quinton de Kock following him, just knocking 7 runs off 6 balls. Tony DeSouza and Matthew Brietske also fell earlier thanks to Salman Mirza, bringing Salman's bowling record now in that match to 3 wickets. Deval Brevis and Donovan Ferreira currently at the crease for the Proteas men. The score there, 40 with a loss of 4 after 6.5 overs. And then over to some rugby now. The Springbok centre, Damian Delendi, says composure and precision will be key against the rapid and disciplined Japanese attack. Now, the Boks kick off their 5-test end-of-year tour against Japan at Wembley in London tomorrow. And Delendi, who has been playing his rugby in Japan for the last few years, expects the main battle to be at the breakdowns.
The speed of the breakdown will be the most important thing we get right this weekend. We've watched a lot of clips where the scrum off gets the ball out in less than a second, so it will be important that we make our hits and we make them properly and legally, and we can transfer the ball out from that.
That match kicks off at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, and then over to